going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I think everybody in here enjoys some fast food from time to time.
Yes.
Miles, your kids are grown. Steve, you still have kids at home.
I do.
Would you say you eat fast food more often with kids or less?
Absolutely eat it more often than before, but that said, I will take them there to get it. I just don't eat it. Not for any reason, but maybe once every 2 weeks, they'll mow down on some fast food. And it changes every time. McDonald's, Wendy's, Dick's, you name it.
I would say, too, I feel like as an adult, like, fast food, like, I was of that generation, we just grew up on it, right?
Yeah.
Like, both parents worked. We ate fast food all the time. But I feel like as you get older as an adult, it's kind of like a treat.
It is. Like, if I get it now, I absolutely want it. Like, I'm determined, for whatever reason, I have a hankering for it. Otherwise, I don't even bother. I mean, I'll steal the kids' fries, but that's about it.
Once a month, I'll start thinking about McDonald's for lunch. Sometimes I pull the trigger on it. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I'd say, I don't know, it's probably once a month. Whatever, like Friday or Saturday night, I'll be like, let's get some Taco Bell.
Or driving in, like, I'll just take an Egg McMuffin.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, to be honest with you, probably the most fast food I'll eat is probably a sausage muffin with egg.
Mm-hmm. Although I will say, Shaq's Big Chicken kind of got me. I don't know if that's considered fast food or not. It should be, but it is. That's tremendous. I mean, that was a game changer for me. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, and I think also when we go through this list too, like they're counting what I call fast casual, right?
Okay, so that includes. I was going to ask. All right,
right? Because
I will
to be
eat
fast,
some fast casual. So if we're at like Shaq's, Red Robin, Five Guys,
well, Red Robin,
just sit down.
That's
dinner.
A sit down. Okay. But like think of like Five Guys, right? Basically, like you order at the counter, but you're still going to sit in there. So to me, fast casual is like a Panera. Like
order what
five
you
guys.
Are. Just wait a minute.
Yeah. Whereas to me. Fast food means you got to have a drive-through.
Okay, then I would say that I'm apt to eat fast casual on the regular, fast food not so much.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you there. Mike, I know you don't eat nearly as much as you used to.
Yes, sir.
Like, still just a treat once in a while, you go get some fast food?
If I do, it's going to be like Taco Bell or something like that. Same thing
I'm
with
you
guys also. It might be breakfast. You know, the sausage muffin with egg, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Still plays.
I feel like we treat breakfast different. Like, well, I mean, it's fast food, but it's breakfast. It's
I was going to say it earlier, but I didn't want to be the fat boy, but I'm with you.
Everyone
I don't
does.
Know why.
Well, I go to hash browns and McGriddle, and it's like, I don't know why, but there seems to be a division. Like, yeah,
right,
I know it's fast
I was
food.
About to say, like, ah, geez, I haven't had McDonald's in months, and it's like, that's a lie. I had a sausage muffin with egg and a hash brown last week for breakfast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you're right. For some reason, for breakfast, it's like, well, that's just hella convenient. It's like, well, it's convenient for a lot of people all the
yes,
time.
Yes, it is.
I also think as you get older, for some reason, Like the Big Mac's good, right? Like quarter pounder or like I love a Whopper. But like if somebody goes, hey, do you want to go out for burgers? I think about sitting down somewhere.
I agree.
Or like going to like Red Mill or Red Robin
or
Little Woody's or one of those places.
All right. So this is basically, like I said, it's both of them on the list and most unhealthy items at fast food chains. So they compared products across 24 chains, looking at calories, sugar, saturated fat, and sodium.
Everything that makes it good.
And like I said, none of these are going to shock you, okay? Who do you think has the unhealthiest cheeseburger?
McDonald's.
Five Guys.
McDonald's.
Five Guys.
Really?
Five Guys.
Thurl kind of hinted at it earlier. I don't know if he had already looked at the list.
No.
It's the truth. The Five Guys burger, to me, awesome, but yeah. is by far the unhealthiest, followed by Whataburger and Smashburger. McDonald's, actually, and Burger King are on the least unhealthy side.
Based on size.
Right, because I think McDonald's cuts their burgers into 1/16th.
All right.
Right, where it's like you have the quarter. So I think they get 16 burgers out of a pound of meat.
Okay.
Which is insane. If you actually have a pound of meat in front of you and
you made 16 burgers.
If you could do that, man, I'd give you $100.
How many burgers? I mean, honestly, if I get a pound of ground beef, I feel like I'm making four.
Correct.
Four at most.
Same with Five Guys. That's probably why the calories are so high.
Correct.
And they use real cheese.
And that's part of the game changer.
Culver's was the least unhealthy, which is kind of funny because they're famous for their butter burger.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Which sounds
like I've never had that. I've had a butter burger, but I've never had Culver's.
It
shows up all the time. This is the best chicken sandwich. This is the best fish sandwich. This is the best. I would love to try one.
Well, I mean, basically, you got McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's. Like Taco Bell, obviously, but it's not a burger joint.
Sure.
Those are the fast food chains that are everywhere, that are kind of ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some regional change with the Culver's. In-N-Out's gotten bigger. Whataburger down in Texas.
Yep. My son swore by that.
Yeah, I told you. I've had them when I'm down in Austin. I like them.
I did not get there, but he was at the Dallas airport, found a Whataburger, and he actually texted me like, this is legit. Like, all right.
Miles, you nailed this on the head earlier, but Popeyes. Again, you could argue the best chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that.
Also, the unhealthiest chicken sandwich.
What, are they telling you calories or just saying this is the one?
This list is just kind of bare bones, just telling you that's the one.
You think it's 1,000 calories? More?
Who knows? It's on that brioche bun.
Probably like, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. Just, it's unhealthy. Don't ask any more questions.
Correct.
I think that's like, you don't need to know, man. Just trust us.
They were the unhealthiest, followed by Fat Burger and Zaxby's. Zaxby's is another one. I don't think we have any of them around here.
No. I've heard of it. Never been.
Of the 20 places with a chicken sandwich, the McChicken at McDonald's was the least unhealthy, followed by Dairy Queen and Culver's.
I will be damned.
Hey, listen, I like a McChicken, but on the same token, the McChicken, you know what I mean?
It's a smaller little.
Yeah, that's
it's
like
$2-3.
Like I'm having a McChicken. You know what I mean? Like I can eat a McChicken as an appetizer.
Right.
But you get that one from Popeyes, you're having a chicken sandwich.
Well, Zaxby's are just putting two chicken strips on there.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Sticking with chicken. Who do you think has the unhealthiest chicken nuggets?
I'm going to say not McDonald's.
I'll say Popeyes.
Popeyes does. Chicken nuggets. Followed by Arby's and Shake Shack. Of the 9 places, McDonald's were the least unhealthy, followed by KFC and Wendy's.
They don't even have chicken in them.
This is amazing. Anytime, right, because McDonald's takes the butt of every joke as far as being unhealthy. And so far on this list, they're like, look, we're not healthy, but we're not as bad as everyone else.
Correct. And I'm with you. Probably a lot of that is just what.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond.
So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever is inside of a chicken nugget. And look, I know.
It should just be chicken, but we know there's more.
Kids these days are spoiled with the shapes of their nuggets and everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you. Every once in a while, you're like, I kind of just want a chicken nugget from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't taste like any other nugget.
It does not.
Chick-fil-A, to me, has the best nuggets. But even Costco has these chicken chunk, like breast nuggets.
Chicken chunk.
Dude, they are awesome. Yeah. I swear to God, they are pretty damn close to like having a Chick-fil-A nugget. And you can have it on Sunday, Miles. This won't shock anybody. Unhealthiest french fries.
Five Guys.
Five Guys. Hey. Yes. Followed by Steak and Shake.
All right.
And then Bojangles.
Bojangles.
In-N-Out has the least unhealthy fries.
And the tastiest. No.
And least tasty, right?
Yeah.
So that's not shocking. Followed by McDonald's and Church's Chicken. Yeah.
Well, that's why when people say, is it Dick's or is it In-N-Out? I'm like, look, this is a battle of burgers because both the fries suck in different ways.
Right.
One's mushy and soggy and not cooked enough. The other is bland and tastes like cardboard. So it's just really a battle of the burgers.
It really is.
Which do you prefer the most?
Yeah.
Because you can't get into the argument of the whole place.
I mean, it's basically Dick's, I would prefer to have two deluxes from Dick's as opposed to deluxe and fries.
Okay.
But I will actively eat their fries. Every time I go to In-N-Out, I just get a burger.
Yeah.
That's
fair. I don't think it's worth it.
Me too.
Let's see. Fat Burger has the unhealthiest vanilla shake, followed by Sonic and Five Guys.
I believe that.
This won't shock you. Once again, McDonald's has the least unhealthy one, followed by Smash Burger and Arby's. Arby's! I think they have great shakes.
They do. Great shakes and great fries, man.
Someone on the text says 10 burgers for a pound of meat at McDonald's. So 1 10.
Okay, so 1 10.
So 1.6
I still challenge you to take a pound of ground beef.
Make a 1.6-ounce burger.
And make 10 patties out of it. I mean, seriously. You need a rolling pin. You need wax paper. I don't even know how the hell you do it.
Well, yeah.
Magic, man.
When you're eating a double cheeseburger at McDonald's or Burger King compared to going to like a sit-down restaurant and be like, put another patty on it.
Yeah, right.
Overall, the report says McDonald's is the least unhealthy fast food chain.
I will be damned.
I just think that's based on portion size.
Maybe.
What they say. They're like, just don't overeat it. Whereas I feel like if I go to Five Guys, I'm going to get the bacon cheeseburger and a small order of fries.
Yeah, and you're good.
Right. But if I go to McDonald's, I'm probably getting
6 nuggets.
Two burgers, fish sandwich and a burger.
Just to get full.
Right. Sticking with some fast food stuff here. KFC has unleashed mashed potato poppers for a limited time.
It's like deep fried mashed potatoes.
Basically, it's kind of like mashed potatoes that are in a shell now. I like the way they talk about the government cracking down on poppers.
I wonder if it looks like a jalapeno popper. Kind of like, you know.
I think it would look closer to maybe like a little triangle.
Okay. All right.
Oh, there you go.
It looks just like hush puppies.
Yeah.
You can get them with a side of gravy or the new Dunk It Bucket, which includes original recipe tenders, fries, the mashed potato poppers with various dunking sauces.
That commercial,
what are some of those sauces?
Well, they have three on top. I don't know if you pick those or they're hard.
You get to pick a Miles.
Okay.
You can choose from three sauces like gravy, their comeback sauce, honey barbecue, honey mustard, sweet and sour sauce, classic ranch, or buffalo ranch.
What does comeback sauce taste like?
I think we should switch it and call it not that one, but comeback sauce.
Yeah.
I think the sauce is so good, you're going to come back for it.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And every place has to have a secret sauce now, right?
Of course.
I mean, I think McDonald's with the Mac sauce has been doing it the longest, right? And everybody knows, like, it's basically Thousand Island dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I tried this. Just if you're a single person, don't make Reubens at home. That's not every time you open your fridge, you're looking at that thing. What am I going to do with the rest of this Thousand Island?
Put it on a salad.
Ugh. Make more Reubens.
I don't know. Thousand Island on an actual salad just seems gross.
You know what you do, Ted? You make a
delicious
deconstructed burger bowls.
Deconstructed.
You know what? That's not a bad call.
That's what we started doing, and doggone it, it's fantastic.
I stay away from the bun.
Pretty much, you get like some shredded lettuce in there. You cook up some ground beef and season it up all. You get some tomatoes, throw some pickled onions on there.
All right,
yeah. That's not a bad call.
It's great, dude.
And then we always talk about American cheese. Thrill, I know you're not a fan because you always say, and you're right, technically. Well, it can be called cheese because all the technically can't be called cheese of all the fillers, so they use cheese product or cheese food.
And I don't care about that. It's just that to me, it tastes like that.
So Sargento, they're claiming they've cracked the code and just released American cheese that does qualify. It's called New American Cheese.
All right.
It only has 5 ingredients, while the other types have 9 or more. They say it's similar to how Colby Jack is made.
Okay.
Now, Sargento is still a family-owned business. Also, please support him so my nephew, whose buddy's dad works at Sargento, can go to more games. They claim they spent 10 years working on it, and it'll taste and melt like regular American cheese. It's in grocery stores now.
Does it say anything as to what qualifies as American cheese? Because to me, it's like this waxy, non-cheese cheese. So what?
That's what I thought made it American cheese.
Right.
But it's a cheese product.
This qualifies as a cheese. This is American
But they're
cheese.
Saying, hey, look, it's going to melt the same way and have that same texture of American cheese that you're used to, but now it's not a cheese product. It qualifies as cheese.
Okay. All right.
Which I will still contend, smash burgers and breakfast sandwiches, American cheese dominates.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.